From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Thousands of activists marched in the U.S. city of Boston in opposition to a planned free speech rally that featured right-wing speakers, heavily outnumbering the few dozen people who showed up for that rally. VOA's Carolyn Brasuti was there as the events got underway.
I'm in the middle of groups that have signs like Build the Movement Against Trump, Join the Socialists, and Racism and Capitalism, Black Lives Matter. They're all carrying signs. The police made them dump all of their protest sticks that the signs were on because they considered those to be potential weapons. The Boston police are determined that there will not be any violence today, like there happened to be in Charlottesville, Virginia last week when one woman was killed when a van plowed into a group of counter-protesters. These are the counter-protesters, and that is why police are on high alert. They are on bicycles. They are on foot. They are in cars. They are making makeshift barriers with various roadblocks.
More than 500 police officers were on hand to keep the peace, that is, and it seems to have worked. Police in Spain and France continue their search for a 22-year-old Moroccan national whom they believe is at the center of Thursday's terror attack in Barcelona that left more than a dozen dead and more than 130 injured. President Trump says his administration has made decisions on how to deal with the 16-year war in Afghanistan. His press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, says a new strategy would protect America's interest in the South Asian region and give details later, she says. This is VOA News. Pakistan's populist opposition leader Imran Khan says the future of relations between Afghanistan and Pakistan lies in the two countries developing more transparency.
The long-term relationship between Pakistan and Afghanistan is open borders. It's rather than building fences, I think it should have open free trade. It should be like a European Union type of a relationship. That's our long-term future. And this would be of enormous benefit to Afghanistan and Pakistan.
Pakistan is unilaterally fencing the nearly 2,600-kilometer, largely porous Afghan border. Authorities defend the recently initiated project, saying it will help stop criminal and terrorist infiltration. Afghan government opposes the border fortification plan because Kabul traditionally has disputed the demarcation drawn during the former British rule of the Indian subcontinent. United Nations and international agencies are racing to aid the tens of thousands of survivors of last week's catastrophic flooding and mudslides in Sierra Leone's capital, Freetown. Experts warning the city is vulnerable to cholera and other diseases. We go now to Geneva, Lisa Schlein at the United Nations.
World Health Organization spokesman Christian Lindemeyer warns people affected by the mudslides and flooding are vulnerable to outbreaks of cholera and other waterborne diseases.
Flooding has damaged or can damage or cause overflow to sanitation facilities, increasing the risk of waterborne diseases. Flooding creates breeding grounds for mosquitoes and can cause, or most likely does cause, an increase in malaria and other vector-borne diseases.
Lindemeyer says the WHO is providing psychosocial care for traumatized survivors, as well as safe burials and trauma and medical care. The UN Children's Fund is providing emergency sanitation work, and the World Food Program is distributing food to thousands of survivors. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump has acknowledged former White House chief strategist Steve Bannon, tweeting that working with Bannon was, in his words, great, while once again disparaging former Democratic presidential opponent Hillary Clinton. Vice President Mike Pence, meantime, has recognized Bannon. He did so on Saturday on Twitter, thanking him for serving, in his words, with distinction. Bannon left his position as chief strategist at the White House and went directly to Breitbart News, the ultra-conservative online publication that he led before joining Mr. Trump's presidential campaign a little more than a year ago. You can get more news at our website. Find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.